www.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can get in touch with us about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Saturday night, the Saturday night edition. We're here from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so hopefully you'll stick with us for all two of those hours, and then you'll join us during the week because we have a weekday show from Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. So be sure you check us out there. And if you don't get us during the week on your local radio stations, your local talk stations, go ahead and give them a friendly phone call on Monday.
Be nice.
And you'll be lucky, of course, if you get to talk to the program director, considering it's the holiday season. But if you can, speak with them and tell them you'd like to hear Free Talk Live all 6 days a week. Yeah, we'd appreciate that. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
All right, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We do have some emails we're probably going to kick off the show with here, but first, we've got a top 10 list.
Yeah, if you listen to the whole show, you'll get to hear all 10 of these. It's the top 10 net hoaxes and urban legends of 2004.
I love it.
It's great. Great stuff.
That's awesome.
Number 10, coming in at a resounding number 10, is the sex bracelet. Rumor has Rumor has it that a game popular among junior high and high school students in the United States called Snap, in which sexual favors are granted for those who break jelly bracelets off someone's wrist. What's a jelly bracelet, they ask? Let me put it this way. If you have a teenage child and you don't know what the answer is to that question, you'll want to educate yourself on the subject, which caused quite a stir this past year in many parts of the U.S.
We reported on that here on Free Talk Live. Well, we were reporting it because we saw it in the news, and we thought it was something legitimate.
The news loves stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, because the whole idea that junior high school students are participating in some kind of bizarre sex game, ranging anywhere from a pat on the butt to a BJ in the back room.
Yeah, it depended. It depended on the colors of the bracelet, right?
It's all nonsense.
None
of it happened.
Of course it was. I mean, nobody was getting anything in junior high school. Come on. I mean, I'm sure there's like maybe one or two kids that are the bad kids of the bunch.
I suppose.
For the most part, that stuff's not going on. But the idea was if you had, like, a black bracelet on and you got that snap, then you get a grab on the butt. If you, you know, snap off a pink bracelet, then you get something a little more explicit or something.
Right.
And, of course, it was just total.
Lots of different colors of bracelets and lots of different possible outcomes.
But you're right. The news does love stuff like that. And, in fact, there's always been, kind of down through the ages with school and with kids, there's kind of always been like this alleged secret stuff going on with kids. Now, I can't come up with any other examples, but parents have historically been kind of paranoid of that sort of thing, haven't they?
I remember when I was in high school, it was LSD stamps. Like, there were little stickers.
Right, with a Bart Simpson face on it or whatever.
We didn't have Bart Simpson when
blotters.
I was in school.
Blotters, right? Or actual stamps.
These were, like, you know, stickers. At one point, you licked them and stuck them to things. Stickers like that.
Oh.
Not stickers like you would pull off and it would already be adhesive, but these would be like, you know, kids like stickers, and these were stickers that were shaped.
You're right. We had that when I was in, I think it was either middle school or elementary school, where the rumor was going around.
Let's not forget the fact that there has never been a razor blade in the entire history of the United States. Never been a razor blade found in an apple.
For Halloween.
For Halloween.
Right.
Never.
That's a good point. That's another one of those hoaxes.
All these hoaxes.
But I know, I remember in D.A.R.E. class, when I was in fifth grade in D.A.R.E. class, they told us about that. They told us about how if you see a little picture of Bart Simpson or someone's trying to give you a little sticker with Bart Simpson on it, don't get it because it might be LSD or something like
you
that.
You had D.A.R.E. class?
Yeah, I had D.A.R.E. class. It was probably one of the first ones that they ever did.
Hmm. Yeah. At my church youth group, the coppers brought in you know, a bunch of pills and stuff and showed it to us. Uh-huh. These are drugs, kids. Stay away from these. And that worked, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All the kids stayed away from drugs then.
It had a real good effect on my generation, let me tell you. trying to name my friends from high school who didn't smoke reefer is difficult.
I would imagine it is. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, can't even. Most of the kids in my high school didn't.
But the idea was that these unscrupulous acid dealers, LSD dealers, were putting Bart Simpson and Mickey Mouse on acid blotters in order to entice children into buying them. And just the whole idea that there's some dealer on campus or something like that handing out
Bart
Simpson
$5
acid
bills
blotters
or whatever it costs.
It's just totally ludicrous. Yeah. I mean, nobody ever came across that when they were a kid.
Well, we're counting down the internet hoaxes
for
2004.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, so that's number 10.
Yep.
That was actually a good one.
You're
going
to love number 9.
Okay, all right. Well, then you're going to have to hold off on that.
Yep.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. You can dial in, by the way, and interrupt the show and bring up anything you want. Where's this list coming from, anyway?
It's on about.com.
Okay.
Yeah, about.com.
1-800-259-9231. Get on and talk about anything. We got a follow-up email from last night.
Okay.
Steven emailed us. He lives in the Tampa Bay area. And he told us that there are apparently fences going up around his school.
Okay.
And the reason for this, the reason for these fences going up, allegedly, is to keep the terrorists out. And we kind of had a good laugh about that, but nonetheless, it's a serious issue, and the amount of security that this government is clamping down on the populace is frightening. It has echoes of, well, Nazi Germany.
Certainly totalitarian.
Yeah. We're going in a real, real bad direction, and so I responded to Stephen's email, and I asked him two questions. Is it a chain-link-style fence, and is there barbed wire on the top of it? I figured it was important to know.
It has to be chain link. What else will they put?
He says they are those cheap fences that, and he can, by the way, you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says they're those cheap fences that have a square diamond pattern. He means chain link.
Hurricane fence, yeah.
That's a chain link fence. With the sharp stubs at the top that catch your clothes when you're going over them. So not, I don't think when he says sharp stubs, he just means like the twist of the chain link, not barbed
wire. They are sharp.
Oh, yeah. And he says, I think they'll soon be popping up in all of the schools in Sarasota County and possibly the country as an anti-terror effort. I'll be having some classes in the Constitution and also in journalism, so I'll have my voice out about this, fences and anti-Constitution laws. Interesting. I didn't know they still had government high school classes on the Constitution.
I hope they do.
I didn't know it was an option, at least when I was in school.
We had civics.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they touch on it during civics class. Well, hey, we are interested in hearing, Stephen, when you bring it up in your class, what the response is. That's always interesting.
Nobody cares about the
teachers.
And I think we proved that from the story of San Francisco trying to outlaw, or not trying to, putting on the ballot whether or not they're going to outlaw handguns in the city of San Francisco. I mean, clearly, if they're going to vote on this stuff, they're going to eliminate the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment doesn't say that if 51% of the people
they can't vote it away.
Right, they can't vote away my Second Amendment, right? It doesn't matter if 51% of the people don't want it inside the city or not.
You can go F yourself, basically, is how your response to that.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. A quick email from John. He says, apparently our toll-free line is not available in Mexico. He said, we just said on the air that you can call from Mexico using the toll-free number. Unfortunately, this ain't true. He says he lived there for half of the year, and he could not call any American toll-free numbers, and he thinks it really blows. So he just wanted to let us know that it's inaccurate for us to say all of North America can use that toll-free line. So I'm going to continue saying I think Canada can do it, because we've actually had calls from Canada.
Let's be clear that this whole North America thing is kind of funny, right? You can either say there's North America, Central America, and South America, in which case Mexico is a part of Central America, or you can say that there's North America and South America. So it's kind of, it's a gray area. Mexico would be a gray area in the Americas.
A gray area, gotcha. And probably the phone service isn't too great down there.
Yeah, they don't want to give away anything for free.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, we've got 9 more of these top 10 hoaxes. What is it, top 10 hoaxes and internet scams? Is that what it is?
Top 10 internet hoaxes and urban legends of 2004.
I think it's great.
Count them down here.
The idea that, I mean, normally you hear of the classic urban legends. Normally we talk about the classic stuff, like Richard Gere and the gerbil and that sort of thing. But it's interesting that there's at least 10 of them that come out every year. So we're going to cover number 9 coming up next. Unless you want to interrupt the show and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, that's why we call it Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. It's Saturday night. We're here in studio doing the show just for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be personal or political. Anything that might happen to be on your mind goes 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. Don't forget, you can get interactive with us. We got people hanging out in the freetalklive.com chat room right now. You can check that out online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system with over 210 users, almost 2,000 posts for you to browse through, so be sure you check that out. And much, much more, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the last 6 days' worth of archives, all there for you on the house at freetalklive.com. Now, this show is about you and your calls, so when your calls come in, we go straight to them. Now, which I'm going to ask you to hold on with the top 10 list.
Okay.
We're doing the top 10 Internet hoaxes and urban legends of 2004. We've gotten through number 10, which was the snap bracelet thing.
Listen to Free Talk Live. We're counting them down.
We are.
I love that.
We are counting them down. But first, we're going to go to Russell in Keene, New Hampshire. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey there.
Hey there.
You know, I am just scared to hear what the next nine are going to be.
You want to hear it?
I might have fallen for some of them.
Come on, Russell, let me say it now.
We'll get to it, we promise.
So the gerbil thing wasn't true?
No, that gerbil thing's been around since I was in middle school. Come on.
Middle school? Was Richard Gere a big deal back then?
No, Richard Gere wasn't included at that point. At that point, well, it was an anonymous gay guy.
I know, somebody asked me that recently. They said, so is that the gerbil guy? And I went. I just hope that story's not true or something, you know. Oh, right.
It's
amazing some stuff, and you can't convince people that it's not true.
No. It's a voice of authority issue. You know, I mean, once if something's said with the right voice of authority, you just can't convince people otherwise.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, red cars get more tickets than any other color car.
You've heard that too, huh?
That's a bunch of nonsense. Look, my favorite is red cars have higher insurance rates as a result. Now, I've got a red car.
They never asked that on the form.
Right. I've got a red car. They never asked me that.
Yeah, the person at the other end at Geico says, now, do you have a red car? Oh, I'm sorry, you're 24 years old and have a red sports car. We're sorry, we cannot do that.
You know, it doesn't matter what color your car is at 24.
Now, Russell, you're calling from the state, one of the states, and maybe the only one, that actually doesn't require car insurance.
No, they don't have to. We're not required to have, what is this, liability? Yeah, we're not required.
Interesting.
So, you know, it's... So that scares some people, but...
Yeah, it scares me.
It scares you?
Well, get real, man, which there's plenty of people driving on the roads here in Florida without insurance either.
Yeah, I know.
At least the guy have PIP.
I know, I used to live in California. We used to call those, one of my nicknames was illegal mobiles.
Oh, jeez.
The ones that look like they just came from Mexico, and you know there's no documentation whatsoever.
Well, fortunately, if you hit an illegal mobile, they're going to speed off and not... not give you any trouble.
So yeah, what's on your mind tonight, Russell?
Well, I wanted to call you guys because I knew you were interested in our UN flag burning we did today.
That's right. Dave called in a couple times during the past week and clued us into it. How did it go? I'm looking at the pictures. It looked like it was fun.
It could not. You looked at the pictures? Good.
Yeah, it doesn't look like anybody ran off on fire or anything. That's good.
No, we didn't have that. It couldn't have gone any better. We had about 20 people there. The only way it would have been better if there was like 200 people.
Sure, but you know what? I mean, you organized it, what, in less than 2 weeks or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I started thinking about it 7 days ago, so it went pretty well.
Now, I noticed in the pictures that you actually had two different UN flags. One actually was a UN flag replica, and then the other one, someone had taken a bed sheet or something and written UN
on
it.
Yeah, we had done that. We took, you know how when you look at a UN tank,
uh-huh.
They're like white with just a little bit of black lettering.
I haven't actually seen very many UN tanks, so I'll take your word for it.
Oh, you must live in the wrong town or something.
Yeah, right. They haven't. You mean the United States hasn't sent the Chinese army to take over a town in Ohio? Come on.
So we did some. We burned two normal UN flags and eight of our replicas. That way we had more fun.
And
the cotton one, the cotton sheets burn better than the polyester flag. So
yeah,
they look better.
Although I did notice there's one picture here with the UN flag tied to a tree and a whole bunch of darts.
Yeah, we burned that one later.
That was fun.
Yeah, we had lots of... See, we went to their website, and they said that their flag should not suffer any indignities. So we thought we walked on it, used it as a mat at our house.
Did anyone urinate on the flag today?
You know, we had one guy suggest that, but...
It's a little cold.
No, yeah, it was. He said he was going to make maybe put some put them in urinals. Like take a little pick, you know. That was
Now that's not a bad idea. You could maybe have
a little UN
a urinal trap. Yeah, a trap, right, with a UN logo on it, like they had with Saddam Hussein back in the day, back in Desert Storm.
Yeah, exactly.
Then none of the pinkos could go potty.
Yeah, you have to move on to the next one.
So now you're a member of the Free State Project.
Yeah, that's why I moved
and
to New Hampshire.
You've already moved up to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
What inspired you to go early, shall we say?
Oh, because of getting in on excitement like this.
Yeah, I regret that I wasn't able to go.
Well, for the people that that don't know what the Free State Project is, why don't you explain it?
Yeah, there's the Free State Project is an idea to put a lot of liberty lovers in one location so we're not so outnumbered. Like a person like me, I've been living in California.
You are outnumbered.
Yeah, and like sometimes the Libertarian candidate for, like, president will get, like, 10,000 votes or 20,000 votes,
mm-hmm.
which in California means nothing.
Nothing.
Sure.
But in New Hampshire, 10,000 votes is a lot.
Good
so
point.
The idea of putting
you're
all
voting
of us,
block.
Yeah, that's a lot different. So,
well, there's also a lot of differences already between the state of New Hampshire and the state of the socialist state of California.
Mm-hmm,
shall we say.
Exactly. Yeah, I hear I don't have. I still am not quite getting. I like it, but it feels funny to go to a store and not pay a sales tax.
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that.
Now, you guys in Florida don't have income tax.
That's correct.
We don't have personal income tax here or sales tax. It's kind
right.
of cool. So yeah,
now we just have to get rid of those pesky property taxes up there.
Yeah, well, they're not as bad as people make them out to be. I mean, they're not like I pay like the percentage is like two or 3%, mm-hmm. and in California I used to pay like 1%.
Right.
But then when you consider that in California I paid every other kind of tax.
So yes. Now are you originally from California, Russell?
I grew up in Montana and Utah, but I've been living in California for.
So then you're not a stranger to cold weather then?
No, no problem.
Because this would be your first New Hampshire winter.
I know the locals keep saying that we can't handle the winter. I've given up telling them that I can handle it. I just pretend I'm cold. It makes them feel like they're tougher than everybody else.
They got one. They're holding one over you.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, we're both Florida boys. We won't have to pretend.
You know, a lady just moved up from Florida this week.
Excellent.
To Rochester. So she's brave. She came in December.
That's brutal. I'd want to have like the most of the year to prepare myself.
You might as well get it jump right. It's like jumping into a cold pool.
I guess so. Yeah. The shock therapy, shock treatment.
No, near where we were. See, what was fun with the flag burning we did is we had
20 seconds. You can explain it in 20 seconds.
We had a nice big campfire going, and there's ice everywhere, so it's a whole different world in Florida. So
I guess so.
And you know, one of the reporters that was there, man, he was tough. He was just in a sweater, and it was like 20 degrees. Man, he was tough.
I'll tell you what, if there's any, if we're making any money at this radio show by the halfway point next year, maybe we'll come up and do it live from the next Pork Fest. Russell, we got to run. Good hearing from you. Glad the event went well. Burning the UN flag in New Hampshire today, this morning, it was a success. So thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Coming up next, we're going to have to hit two of them. Unless your calls come in and then we go to them, this is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Up next, we got more of the Internet hoaxes for 2004.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We are here live, and we want to talk to you about anything. Personal, political, some rant you want to get off your chest, we're here for you, and the phones are open at 1-800-259-9231. So when we come back from breaks throughout the next hour and a half, we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, by the way, we're going to be relating to you a top 10 list. And what are they, Manwich?
It's a top 10 list of internet hoaxes and urban legends of 2004.
Man, it's a celebration.
So we're counting them down. We got number 10. It's the sex bracelet.
Right. Snap bracelets.
Snap bracelets, yes. You know, junior high is wearing jelly bracelets.
If you didn't hear that description, you'll have to listen to our archive, which you can get at freetalklive.com a few hours after the show. The entire show is available for download at freetalklive.com, and as well as the entire last six shows.
And once you've listened to that, you will have been listening, which is the past perfect tense.
That's correct.
In case you wondered. Okay, number nine.
Let's go with number nine.
Bill Gates is giving away his fortune. Believe it or not, this logic-defying internet hoax has been around 7 years and is still going strong. As originally composed, Microsoft founder Bill Gates...
It's not things that were made up in 2004 then. I thought,
but it's been
the most popular.
Wait! This hit number nine still in 2004.
Okay,
it's been around 7 years.
Uh huh. Okay.
Bill Gates has purportedly promised in a personal message to pay $1,000 each to each and every person who helps him beta test his new email tracking software by forwarding the missive to everyone they know. Subsequent versions have included phony news reports about mergers taking place between AOL, Microsoft, and chip manufacturer Intel. Do I need to add that not a word of this is true? Judging by the fact that it remains one of the top circulating specimens of net lore, evidently I do.
I have seen it. It's come across my email box in the past 7 years.
I get it all the time. People send me that stuff all the time because I suppose my friends are less internet savvy than yours. So they're like, oh, wow, I get $1,000 if I send it to 100 people. God, just nonsense. Anyway, I think we should do two because we missed one last segment.
So number eight.
Number eight. Patriotic Pepsi can omits under God in the pledge excerpt. Though completely innocent of the charge, Pepsi-Cola inherited a sizable burden of bad publicity when an unknown hoaxer replaced the brand name Dr. Pepper with Pepsi in an email circular condemning the former of omitting the phrase under God.
Well, because Dr. Pepper actually did it, if I'm not mistaken.
You probably just believe the old one. I don't know.
I could have sworn I saw a news report on that. I don't think that was an email thing.
Man, I've seen news reports on these hoaxes, too.
Okay, all right.
That doesn't make it so. Anyway, in an excerpt of the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance on a special promotional soda can, despite a terse disclaimer on Pepsi's website, hundreds of thousands of people accepted the hoax as true and passed it on to friends and family, urging them to boycott the popular soft drink in the name of outraged Christians everywhere.
In response, a PepsiCo employee sent out a mass email claiming that Coke was pro-gay.
Come on.
Do you think that came from Coke? Do you think it's like an angry Coke employee or something like that maybe originated that claim, that hoax? Like as kind of corporate warfare sort of a thing?
Who knows? It's difficult to know.
All right, 1-800-259-9231.
Now, number seven.
We're not going to do that.
Targets. Yes, it targets another popular company.
Speaking of that word, Target, I couldn't believe when we were listening to the news right before the show, and one of the news items on the USA Radio News before this show
was that apparently Walmart has one-upped Target.
Yes, they did.
And wow.
Or 1 million-upped them.
Yeah, what a way to put a cap on this holiday buying season, huh? I mean, of course, the big news a couple weeks back is that Target had told Salvation Army that they were
take their little cans and shove them.
Yeah, that they were no longer going to allow any... Well, first of all, Target made it clear that Salvation Army was the only charity they've ever allowed out in front of its stores mm-hmm. to do collecting, and they just had been getting so many inquiries from other charities to allow them, they just decided to reinstitute their policy of no charities outside the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And so it made big news. Of course, we heard from people on this show that were really angry about it. Personally, I don't care. But there's a lot of people who do, and they let Target know about it. And apparently, Walmart caught wind of this. How couldn't they?
Right. How can you miss that kind of news?
And Walmart has now made the announcement that Walmart is allowing the Salvation Army in front of its stores.
And not only that.
Not only that, but up to $1 million. If people around the country donate up to $1 million to the Salvation Army, only the ones that are in front of the Walmart stores, Walmart will turn around and match it.
Mm.
That's just amazing. I mean, they just knocked out Target on that one.
Yeah.
And they're not a sponsor of this show. We've ripped them a new one in the past couple weeks, and we praised Walmart. They do some good things and they do some bad things. But this, man, business as far as a business decision goes,
smart one.
Good move. Good move on Walmart's part. If you got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. You know they didn't see that one coming. Target.
No way.
They thought, we got rid of them. Just a little bad publicity for a couple weeks, and that's it. It's over. Nope. It ain't over. All right, so we got a bunch of stuff to talk about here besides internet hoaxes. And one of those things is a little story out of, the Iowa, state of Iowa. Meth may get all the publicity in the Midwest, but marijuana is a dangerous and escalating threat, according to Iowa's top drug fighter. Comments made for Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press Program, Marvin Van Hoften, director of the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy.
Well, of course he said that he's trying to protect his miserable little job.
He says he was hitting a favorite theme of latter-day pot foes. It's not your father's marijuana.
Yeah.
Van Hoften warned, our people in addiction treatment for marijuana is going up. And of course,
that's because they put more people in treatment.
Well, they mandate it.
Yeah.
When you get busted for pot, you're mandated to go to treatment. They're not voluntarily checking themselves in the Betty Ford or anything like that.
No.
Anyway, he says, so he's already being dishonest. He also said, it is to the point now where I think that we have to take a real serious look at marijuana again for its addictive qualities. And the idea that marijuana is physically addictive is just the silliest thing in the world. It's addictive for people who are easily addicted, people who would get addicted to television or addicted to talking on the phone or anything else like that. But as far as physical addiction, no.
No.
No. Anyway, so he's lying about that. He says that investigators are regularly seizing weed containing 24% THC, and some plants being developed contain as much as 37% THC. Now, according to the Drug Reform Coordination Network, either the Iowa farmers are applying their agricultural know-how to weed like there's no tomorrow, or Van Hoften is talking through his hat. According to the DEA themselves, the average potency of Kindbud, the high-test marijuana,
yeah,
the good stuff, seized in the U.S. in 2002 was around 12% THC. So either the growers in Iowa really know their stuff, like really,
or the Iowa drug czar doesn't.
Or he's just a lying son of a bitch. Parents who grew up in the days of hippiedom smoking commercial Mexican weed may not understand the threat posed today by today's kind bud, according to Van Hoften. He said, quote, when I was in the Army in 1963 in Fort Riley, Kansas, it was at best 2% pure. And that's apparently, according to DRCNet, that's what he gets for buying Kansas ditch weed back in the day. Is that him admitting the bureaucrat? Is that him admitting that he smoked it back?
I don't know, but I think he ought to go to jail.
Do you think that he would he'd be a better person if he'd spent 5 or 10 years in jail for his crimes back in the 60s?
I don't think that he'd be much different.
Well, he might be a little more angry at the system. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Coming up next, number 7, the top 10 internet hoaxes and myths of 2004.
It's a doozy.
We're going to come back with that in a moment. Your calls as well. You can interrupt the show and bring up anything or comment on something we've already talked about. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control of Saturday night, and we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Any subject goes. We will not screen out your call bait because we don't want to hear about it. We're not afraid of any issue on this show. So go ahead. Throw it at us. Give us your best shot. And if you disagree with us, that's an even better call. We're going to let you make all the points you need to.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear from you. I mean, if you think that the war on drugs is a great thing, right before, of course, we went to break, we were talking about the Iowa drug czar coming out with the age-old claim of marijuana is scarier than ever. And we'll come back to that in a little bit. But first, we got to go back to our top 10 list. The top 10...
scary... Well, let's see. It's Internet Hoaxes and Urban Legends.
Urban Legend.
2004. Number 10...
Which are normally propagated over the Internet.
Yes. It's number 10 is the sex bracelets... Number 9 is Bill Gates giving away his fortune via email. Number 8 is Patriotic Pepsi Can omits Under God in pledge excerpt. And number 7, terrorists are buying UPS uniforms on eBay. Despite a minuscule grain of truth, namely that articles of clothing bearing the UPS brand have occasionally shown up for auction on eBay, leading to at least one FBI investigation. The main implication of this still circulating message from February of 2003, dubbed the Urban Legend of Missing Uniforms by a United Parcel Service spokesperson, is false. No large cache of UPS uniforms has fallen into the hands of suspected terrorists. Definitely scary if true, but it's not.
You know, the idea that just because the FBI investigates something makes it sinister is kind of silly as well. I mean, just because UPS uniform, somebody used to work for UPS, put their uniform on eBay and figured they'd make a couple bucks off of it, doesn't mean that there's anything sinister going on. So just because the FBI investigates doesn't mean a damn thing.
Right.
So come back with number six here throughout the show. We're going to, as we come back through after our breaks, we're going to do these things. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun, to George in Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. George, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Ian. This is George.
Hey, George.
Listening to your comments about this Target Walmart situation. Target seems to have forgotten the hurricanes of this past summer.
Really?
And the work that the Red Cross and the Salvation Army did this summer.
What do you mean they've forgotten it?
Obviously. If they prevented the Salvation Army from being out in front of their stores to try and recoup all the money that they had to spend this summer helping people in Florida, they obviously weren't thinking, because the Salvation Army did a tremendous amount of work. I was down in Port Charlotte helping out down there after the Hurricane Charley came through, and the Salvation Army was down there providing aid and disaster relief.
Good for them.
And so Target decides, well, we're going to reward them for their good work by not letting them come out in front of our store.
George, I think you're kind of making it mean something. You know, like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the freedom to choose whichever large, monolithic department store you want to shop at, and if you want to pick one for a reason. I just wouldn't, in my own mind, vilify Target because it doesn't really edify you, you know? Like, it's not good for you.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, it was a dumb business decision.
I agree.
I think it was a poor decision as well, but it was a national decision. It wasn't as though that they had Florida specifically in mind or anything like that.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Right. There are probably, and to their credit, there are probably customers who complain about Salvation Army being out front of the store. Personally, I'm indifferent to it, but I'm sure there are customers who are on both sides. I'm sure there are customers who really like to see the Salvation Army, and I'm sure there are customers who are irritated by the Salvation Army.
And also, Target has a program where I use my Target credit card, and they give, I don't know, a percentage of the amount of the purchase to some school that I've picked in the Tampa Bay area. It happened to be my old school, and I'm sure most people do that. But it's not like they don't support charities at all. They just don't want to have people, you know, when you go to Publix, that it's just chuck full of, you know, every different person out there collecting money.
No, that's not true.
It's not true. Every time I go to Publix,
you can't name regional stores like that and expect
every
people
time I go to the grocery the store that's okay. So.
Well, that's the grocery. That may be Publix. I know.
So here's the answer, though. Of course, George. I mean, it's one thing to get on the air and talk about it. The other thing is you make a free market decision to go to Walmart and deprive Target of your holiday money. Don't buy any of your kids. I know you have a few kids, because I've met you before, but don't buy any of your kids any clothes at Target or any toys at Target. Take your business elsewhere and let Target feel the pinch. I mean, obviously, Walmart...
Oh, there's no doubt they're going to feel the pinch.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It's a bad business.
I mean, if Target... I agree with you.
You understand, the Salvation Army in front of stores is an American tradition, practically.
Well, I'd have to agree.
You know, and it's like, all of a sudden, they decided it's not politically correct, and basically that's what they're saying, that we don't
maybe,
want...
Maybe they just don't want people, you know, accosted, and I'm putting that in quotes, and in the front of their store for donations.
Well, if anything, the Salvation Army, to their credit, does not accost anyone. They don't talk to you.
They just ring the
damn bell. So
they stand there, the bell ringers become an American tradition.
Right.
When, you know, I come from New York, and they're all over the place.
Well, obviously, Target thought they could get away with it, and too much to their surprise, they're not. I'm sure if their sales drop 3%, they're going to go ahead and bring them back for next year. But, George, thanks for the call. We appreciate you checking in. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything you want. Coming up next, we're going to go to the number 6 most popular internet hoax or urban legend of 2004. You take control. This is your show. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be personal or political. Whatever's on your mind, you want to get it out on the airwaves, we're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and we want to talk to you about anything. But in the meantime, we're going to continue our top 10 list.
The top 10 internet hoaxes and urban legends of 2004.
By the way, you can email the show.
Count them down.
At FTL at freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. Again, anything goes. But we're on a quick recap from 10 down to where we're currently at, man.
Okay. Number 10 is the sex bracelets. Apparently, kids.
You
high
can't.
School
don't describe it. If you want to hear it, you can listen to our archive later on.
Got it. Bill Gates giving away his fortune. Number 8, hoax of 2004, patriotic Pepsi can omits under God and pledge excerpt. Number 7, terrorists are buying UPS uniforms on eBay. That just sounds bad. Number 6, the Eye of God. This striking composite photo of the Helix Nebula, a trillion-mile-long tunnel of glowing gases, 650 light-years away, was taken by the Hubble Space Telescope and Kitt Peak National Observatory in 2002. Because of the angle from which we view it here in our solar system, the unfathomably large nebula bears an uncanny resemblance to the human eye.
Uh-huh.
Hence its popular nickname, the Eye of God.
Hmm.
Not so.
Interesting one.
Hoax.
Oh, you mean it's not actually the Eye of God?
it's not even a picture.
Oh, it's not real.
It's the eye of, it's a hoax.
Oh, so it wasn't really taken by the Hubble.
No.
Does it show the picture on that particular
site? It does, actually.
You'll have to send me that link, because I don't know. This is one I've not heard.
I can't
believe
that.
The other ones I've pretty much heard of them all, but this is a fresh one for me. If you've got a comment, by the way, if you've got a favorite urban legend, a favorite internet hoax, we certainly would love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. So, again, some final comments on this jackass from Iowa, their drug czar up there, the director of drug control policy in Iowa, coming out with the age-old message of, "Parents, look out! Marijuana isn't the same as it was in the 60s. It's not your grandfather's weed." Mm-hmm. Which, of course, even if it was true that the weed's better today, and maybe it is to a small extent, I'm sure if you talk to plenty of old hippies, they'd tell you all about Hawaiian Gold and all the other different Maui Wowie and all the other fun stuff that they had back then, Purple Haze, and they would tell you that there was definitely some good weed back in the day. But even if it was true that weed had tripled in potency in the past 30 years, it wouldn't be a bad thing, because it would just mean that the people who are weed smokers would just have to smoke less of it to achieve the same desired effects. I mean, there are two reasons why people smoke marijuana. Some people smoke it for medical purposes. It helps them keep their medicine down and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And some people smoke it recreationally. They want to get high, as it's called. And to get to that point for each individual, they have to consume a certain amount of THC. So if you've got the Mexican brick weed, which has the 2% THC in it, it's going to take you a little bit more smoking to do, unless you've got the higher grade stuff with the 10% or the 12% THC. So actually, the fact that marijuana might be a little bit more potent could possibly save people's lives or help them be a little more healthy because they're not actually inhaling as much smoke. 1-800, but the government will never tell you that. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. More of the top 10 list coming up.
U.S. Gold.